Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think when the season ended last year, you know, as I started then getting into working on my body and having the time to do that, felt like I thought I was much better than I was. And I think you learn that as you improve, as you make improvements, you realize, oh, I thought I was already back and I'm still, you know, making a lot of improvements here. So that kind of then tells you that, hey, on a 1 to 10, I thought I was at an 8 and I was really back at a 3 or 4, and now I'm getting back to that, you know, 6, 7, and 8. And so you start to kind of realize that you weren't quite as far along as you thought.
Thanks for spending your morning with us today. It's the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Ali Mack here. Obviously that was Kirk Cousins talking about how he thought he was a little bit better off than how things went last season. Mike, how often does that happen? Someone comes back from injury maybe a little bit too soon, or they're just not back to 100% when they thought they were?
Pretty often, because you give everything you have. And a lot of times, even when trainers have, you know, signed off and said, hey, he's released for full activity, doesn't mean all the small muscle groups in whatever the injury was, the ligaments, the tendons, doesn't mean they're all just, you know, 100%. It just means that you are cleared to move about however you need to, mm-hmm. and can participate in lifts and everything else going on. So I know that there was a lot of focus, you know, throughout the offseason, guys, on Kirk and, you know, whether or not he was healthy, and the whole thing about the Saints game and getting hit and the shoulder and the ribs and the Achilles. And I don't know. I mean, listening to him right there saying at one point he's a 3 or 4 is a little bit eye-opening, but I don't know that it even matters at this point, I guess, is kind of where I'm at with that whole conversation.
Well, it matters because there's a lot of criticism done on the offensive coordinator. Oh, why are you in the pistol? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Because the damn quarterback couldn't move. And he's not talking about his shoulder or his elbow or his wrist or anything in the New Orleans game. That's him talking about his ankle. That's all he's talking about. And to me, that sounds like there was like scar tissue in there or something. But when we had fans and media and everybody just crushed the first-year offensive coordinator for how he aligned the offense with what formations they were in and why they weren't doing more play action and why he wasn't under center more, well, because the quarterback couldn't move, and he was, they were working around him. The $35-40 million, whatever you want to call it, quarterback couldn't move, and he just admitted he couldn't move.
Yeah,
I mean, so that's why you're out of the pistol. That's why you and I broke this down. We talked about how it was so much easier for him to do it out of the pistol, and yet, you know, we've got Twitter GMs and coaches and radio GMs and coaches calling the offensive coordinator an idiot and saying that they were holding the team back with the way he was calling it. Well, if the guy I'm depending on to do the play action can't actually do play action, how do I call it?
Yeah, well, and I'm split on this because I do think that there's a lot to do in terms of, if you want to talk about bootlegs, the play actions, the bootlegs when it comes to the wide zone. Hey, you can't run. you have to have the running back straight behind the center when you're in wide zone. You and I covered that a couple of times last year. It's the only way that the cut point for the running back lines up with where the offensive line will be, right? You have to have – so running it out of shotgun where the running back is in this sidecar formation just does not work when you are a wide zone team. But so I'll excuse Zach Robinson for the bootleg stuff. Like, if you don't feel like he can make it to the edge or move around the perimeter. But some of the play action stuff that you could simply, out of the pistol, just turn around, put your hand out, fake the handoff, and then turn back around towards the line of scrimmage. I'm not letting Zach Robinson go on that.
How long does that take to develop? I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to interrupt your point because I want, but I want to get, like, let's get a little bit that. How long does
to develop what?
For him to drop, to go back, do the play action, then drop, turn around, and get in his set. How long does that take? Because I'm not sure if against certain teams where, you know, against Carolina for one, or against, like, week one against the Steelers with T.J. Watt was a bad matchup for McGarry. There's a couple of guys in this league that are speed rushers that are bad matchups for McGarry. That's just the way it goes. There are guys that are bad matchups for Jake. That's just kind of the way it goes. But I don't know if you have time to allow that if that quarterback can't move at a little bit of a quicker pace, if he can, because we watched a couple of stretch plays last year where he couldn't get there out of under center to hand the ball off to run. He couldn't get there.
It takes too long to develop if you're looking at it as a pass play. But the reason you run the play action is to get a guy like T.J. Watt on his heels. You put if you're Kirk Cousins and you're in the pistol and Bijan's right behind you, guess what? You take the snap, you open to your right, you allow Bijan to run right at T.J. Watt because he chipped a couple times that game anyways when they weren't asking Kyle Pitts to do it and fail at it. And that's how you go about the business.
Shot.
Yeah, but it's so frustrating because I'm sorry, dude. I am sure that there were limitations for what Zach Robinson could do with Kirk Cousins. I'm not excusing Zach Robinson for what week one looked like last year. You knew that T.J. Watt, the freaking defensive player of the year, was going to be coming in week one. You had the whole offseason, and you thought, oh, let's match up Caleb McGarry. Well, and when that didn't work, you thought, hey, let's use Kyle Pitts off the hip to chip on his way out. That was not it.
That's a little bit, and that's, to me, that's a little bit of a different conversation, but all the focus was on, why is he under center? Why is there no more play action? Why is there not more? I truly believe that the quarterback said, you either saw it or he said, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's coming out now, and I think there are some people in this town and maybe nationally that have a little bit of an apology for Zach Robinson, because I'm not excusing him of everything they did. But it's clear to me that you were in that pistol a lot more because the quarterback couldn't freaking move.
Yeah.
Well, another situation that didn't go as expected was the Braves yesterday fell to Brewers 4-1. Bats just weren't there, guys. At some point, the hitting has to kick in if we want this season to turn around. They split the series right now with the Brewers tonight. It is Schwellenbach and Chad Patrick on the mound.
Yeah, and cue somebody out there saying, well, see, we need more pitching. He gave up 3 runs. Well, he's a guy that should be your long relief guy. I mean, with all respect to Grant Holmes, if the season is going how you want it, he's in long relief right now. Yeah. If this season is panned out the way you want it, you've got Ronaldo, you got Strider going so well, you got maybe AJ or Elder one has won that job, and Grant Holmes is long relief, and he did way more than you would expect ever out of a guy who really didn't pitch in the majors till last June. That said, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think they had 2 hits. They were all Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy went 2 for 4. It's really bad. And look, even if Drake was in there yesterday, if you get 2 hits from Drake, but he's in a 2-hole right now. So then it just is really bad. And that is as bad as you might need bullpen help. If you're close to the wild card come time, I don't know how you don't add a hitter. And I know we're going to get Profar back in what? I think he's eligible to have rehab assignments or make his way back in the minors on the 19th, I believe. I don't know. It's a dark hole.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it is. And the frustrating part for me watching is you get a couple of hits from Ronnie. One of them is a CNI single. I've said it numerous times. I'm going to give Ronnie till the middle of June until I decide what he is. Well, he's pretty good yesterday.
Yeah.
And yet you still are not getting anything behind him. And the conversations about where Ronnie should hit in the lineup, he wants to hit leadoff, it doesn't matter if nobody else around him is getting hits. And there were so many frustrating at-bats yesterday, Austin Riley. Don't even get me started on Michael Harris, and Ozzie Albies in the ninth inning.
Well,
it's just brutal.
That lightheartedness and that fun that you guys were seeing yesterday or the day before, it just didn't seem to be there. It seemed to be completely gone, and the morale was down yet again. I don't know what's going on.
It's the Braves blues is what's going on right now.
It's almost if they don't get off to an early start. I mean, I don't know. I think they scored in like the fifth inning. It just – I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either.
And guess what?
How many different ways can we say the hitters suck? Yes. I mean, like, that's what it is.
And guess what? We can actually say it. That's why I do feel bad for Sinker at times, because I don't like saying guys suck. I don't like. I feel it makes me feel a certain way. That's why I won't really
They don't.
Well, it's why I won't call guys soft, because I know NFL players aren't soft. Now guys might make business decisions. I don't believe that guys are necessarily soft in the NFL. I just don't believe you can make it there. So saying a professional baseball player sucks, I don't want to jump. I'm not going to do that. I don't. That's not who I am, and that's not who Brian Snitker is. That's why Snitker gets up there and goes, I mean, you know, shoot. I mean, yeah, just not hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll try again tomorrow. Well, what the hell are you? Him going off in a press conference does players no good. He probably makes them. It probably irritates them in a way where they don't want to perform for you, not in a way where they want to.
Yeah, I look at it too. And how many times have we had on this show and on the station and every piece of media that covers Atlanta baseball, who's to blame? Oh, Alex Anthopoulos or Brian Snitker needs to do this, or this guy needs to do that, or the bullpen. None of them are performing up to par right now. Like, let's just go ahead and spread it all around. This team it seems to have a fatal flaw in the way they're constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any fire in the dugout of the clubhouse. Maybe that's on Brian Snitker. But at the end of the day, the livelihood of everybody involved is for these guys that are being paid a lot of money to go up there and hit baseballs. And that's not what is happening right now. And look, I tweeted out earlier, Ozzie Albies at bat in the ninth inning. He gets a knuckle curve right down the middle to start the at-bat. You're down by three in the ninth inning with one out. I don't know what you're looking for. Maybe you're get on a guy behind me. Can do. Okay, fine. So you get the knuckle curve right down the middle to start the at-bat. You work it to 3-1. It's a hitter's count, and then you get a four-seam fastball. Literally couldn't have been a better pitch to hit. And you take that one, and the next one you also look at on the outer third, and you're sitting down.
Well, and I think he was having a career streak of hits in a game, which was just—
At least on base, yes, for sure.
Yeah, he was having a streak, and I was like, please keep that going, because there had been so much focus on Ozzie and the lack of getting on base. And, of course, yesterday that streak was absolutely broken.
It stinks because we love these dudes. Like, you love watching Michael Harris make plays in the outfield and having so much fun when he does the tongue thing on the base.
He's up A-town down with the tongue.
Yeah, yo. And that's why it's so frustrating, man, because you watch all these guys that you've had so many good moments with, especially a couple of years ago when you hit 305 or 307 home runs, whatever it is, and there's just no answers. It just seems to be eventually you hope they come back to the back of the baseball car, like we always say, and it ain't happening.
Yeah, and I take that back. Eli White and Nick Allen did both have a hit. But you know what? Alston Riley wasn't very good last night either. Ozuna, I don't know what to do, but I know that I can't have Michael Harris and Ozzie Albies hitting 5 and 6. And I don't know how to change. I don't know what to change, but that I can't have right now.
Well, I'm going to have you guys debate something a little bit different in a few minutes with Which One Wednesday.
Yes.
Ruminate on this. Which would you rather have? Elbows that bend the wrong way. Or knees that squeak loudly. Think about it. Think about it. And coming up next, Mike and Bo will debate it for Which One Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.